We're going to be joined in just a moment by Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who has become a hero in the movement of the movement to preserve life, liberty, and the family. She is a woman of courage. I'm telling you what, she has taken on everybody from Tim Geithner in the Treasury Department to the Census to these stimulus packages that she just flat out calls them what they are. She's going to tell us what she thinks, and more importantly, what we need to do about it. She's just a rising star, I think, in this country. One of the best in Congress. She'll be speaking at the luncheon at the How to Take Back America conference on Saturday. There are a lot of people that attend a Bible-believing, uncompromising church that they compromised when they went in the voting booth. And I was asked to pray after the event, and I just said, hey, listen, if there's anybody here who has cast a vote for death. I mean, God made it very clear in his voter guide in Deuteronomy 30 that you choose life. And when you choose life, you get blessings. And when you choose death, there are curses that come. And I said, if it doesn't matter what level, it doesn't matter what party or what office, but if you have cast a vote for a candidate who supports killing children, who supports death, there is a curse on your life. And if you want to break that curse, well, there's an easy way to do it. It's to repent to God and ask for his forgiveness and to turn from that activity, to be a voice for the voiceless, as we are commanded to do. Proverbs 31:8, as we have in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. If you've compromised the word of God for any other reason, well, there's a curse, as there is a curse on our country, and we're asking for God to give us mercy. But before we see any mercy, we're going to need, I believe, a whole lot of repentance.